proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check kernels.com for more information.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast! Deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes! Deep it goes! Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY, you can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert! He's done it! He has done it! Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter!
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into a beautiful afternoon here in Cedar Rapids. It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show on Saturday, April 23rd. We are in the upper 70s temperature-wise here in Cedar Rapids. It is a fantastic day for baseball here in CR. 77 degrees here right now. It is overcast, not a lot of sun to be seen, but it is gorgeous weather, a lot of wind blowing out to left field, so potentially some power numbers here today that we will see at Perfect Game Field. Last night, the Colonels fell for the first time at home in 2022, dropping Game 4 of their series with Peoria 8-2 on Friday evening. Miguel Rodriguez threw well for the Colonels in relief. He struck out a pair while scattering two hits and a walk across 2 1/3 scoreless. Christian Encarnacion Strand had another multi-hit game with a 2-for-5 showing, his seventh multiple-hit performance in 12 games played. Incredibly, if Christian doesn't have a multiple-hit game here today, he will still have had multi-hit games in over 50% of games played here today. Of course, it's a little bit of a spoiler for the Colonels lineup today. Encarnacion Strand, of course, is in that lineup here this afternoon in Cedar Rapids. It's a gorgeous day for baseball and a very good pitching matchup on tap for us here. Two starters looking to keep the ball in the yard. For the Peoria Chiefs, they'll hand the ball off to Austin Love, the teammate of Aaron Sabato at North Carolina. Love coming off of a fine start against Great Lakes. He had five scoreless, two hits, three walks, and 10 strikeouts against the Great Lakes Loons back on Sunday, April 17th. Love's first start of the year, though, not quite as sharp. It was on a Tuesday against Great Lakes last week back on the 12th. Love took the loss, going 3 1/3 innings, seven hits, nine runs, all of them earned. He allowed two home runs, struck out three, and walked three as well. So Austin Love today will look to try and keep the ball in the ballpark with that wind blowing out to left. For the Colonels, it's Sawyer Gibson Long, who has been very, very sharp, yet to allow. He was absolutely brilliant for Cedar Rapids in his last start in the Quad Cities 1 week ago. Sawyer went five innings, three hits, no runs. He walked none and struck out nine, working at an 89% first pitch strike rate. 78% of his 60 pitches were for strikes, 47 of 60. Four strikes back on Friday for Sawyer Gibson Long, a very good start for him. He'll look to keep a Peoria Chiefs lineup that has ran wild yesterday off the base paths and hopefully off the stolen base wagon. Yesterday they went 4 for 4 on stolen bases in just the seventh inning against Cedar Rapids. It was a rocky seventh for the Colonels. Their bullpen was hit around a little bit yesterday. Colonels will look to sharpen things up here today. They do have Osiri Herman available as their closer here tonight. Denny Bentley, Bobby Malacky. It should be a good pitching day, you'd assume, with the bullpen arms the Colonels have available here today. We'll be back in a bit. In 60 seconds, we'll be joined by Colonels right-hander Sawyer Gibson Long to chat about his start here today.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by tonight's starting pitcher, Sawyer Gibson Long, ahead of a very nice matchup, Game 5, between the Colonels and the Chiefs. Sawyer, thanks so much for joining us here today. How are we doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing well. So this interview is like the day before. It's kind of rainy out a little bit, so I'm trying to get through this little weather spell, but doing pretty well. It's been off and on this whole week, just trying to get ready for the game.
Sawyer, speaking of the weather, it's been a weird stretch of weather this past week in the Midwest. We've had a couple of rainouts on Wednesdays, not on your start days, but does that affect your preparation at all?
You know, everybody has to deal with the weather, right? So the other team has to deal with it. We have to deal with it. Everybody's got to play in the same conditions. You know, I just try to control what I can control. Obviously, you can't control the weather, so I don't worry about it that much. If it's cold that day, windy, rainy, you know, I take the measures I can to perform on that day and, you know, bring the same mentality I would if the weather's perfect outside or if it's hurricaning. You know, it's just one of those things everybody's got to deal with and get through, and hopefully, you know, I can compete in any condition.
Sawyer, talk to us a little bit about your preparation for each start. I know that's a big thing with you. One of your philosophies when you pitch is getting ready. What's that typical week ahead of a start day like for you?
Yeah, so like I'll start one day and then afterwards I'll do my post-game recovery. Next day I'll lift, do some cardio, throw a little bit, do, you know, my plyo drills, kind of do a little bit of stretching, get my body back to even and where I want it to be after throwing, you know, 60 or 70 or 80 pitches on one side. You kind of, you know, lopsided a little bit. And like 2 days after, I'll maybe stretch it out a little bit, throw a little farther, do more of my drill work on the mound, get on the mound a little bit, do more plyos off the mound. And 3 days go by and I'll do a bullpen and I'll lift that day. And the bullpen day consists of my big picture ideas of what I want to work on. And then if there is anything in that start that caught my eye or flagged a little bit, I'll work on it in that bullpen too. And then the next 2 days after that are more of like recovery, just get ready for the start, make sure you're ready for, you know, that next start day. I want to be fresh, ready to go. So I won't go nearly as far throwing. I'll still be working on my mechanical stuff or mental stuff, get off the mound a couple more times, do dry reps, do plyos, just get used to it the next few days, and try and keep my body as even as I can, and hopefully that gets me ready for the next start.
Certainly been ready for your first two starts this year for Cedar Rapids, looking pretty sharp out on the hill. How have you felt about these first two outings? What are some things that are sticking out to you?
It's been awesome, you know, just getting back out here and throwing, getting out of spring training a little bit and getting up to, you know, a team and having the dudes around. It's been really nice. I know last year I started out pretty rough, but this year's a little different. Getting out of the COVID year and actually having a full spring training and season, I felt a little more prepared, getting out there more comfortable. It's nice being in the place I finished in last year. I'm comfortable out there. I'm confident. I know my teammates are behind me. They're really good players, and I feel like I can, you know, attack hitters and get a lot of outs because I trust the dudes that are behind me. I trust my catcher, and I trust my stuff because I feel prepared right now.
Talk to me about that relationship that you have with this catching group, Jair and Jefferson both being here last year when you came in, Charles Mack and Fort Myers with you as well. What's that relationship like?
So those guys are really comfortable with my repertoire, and they understand who I am as a pitcher, and we're able to click in that aspect of, like, they're not going to call something that I wouldn't throw in a certain situation, and I'm not usually going to shake off, you know, throwing to them in bullpens, talking to them throughout the week about, you know, what I'm working on, what the team is looking like we're playing, and all that stuff, just being close with those guys in that aspect. It's really nice because it gives me confidence knowing that they know who I am, and I can kind of just do my thing on the mound, not have to think a whole lot.
Sawyer, there's quite a few members of that 2019 Minnesota Twins draft class on this pitching staff here in Cedar Rapids, a lot of them in that starting rotation as well. What's that bonding process been like for this group?
Yeah, so a lot of the guys have been around since I've been here for sure, and a lot of them are my friends, and we've, you know, been through the same struggles and setbacks. We have the same goals, and it's nice when you have a group of dudes that things you have, because you can kind of relate to everybody and you can talk to them about stuff that's going on and off the field, being the same age and going through the whole system. And even like guys that weren't in my class maybe the year before, the year ahead, I've played, you know, many games with them as well. It's just a different kind of bond when you've played with a team for so long, the same guys. It's like I said before, you know, when you got a good catching group that's caught you before, you know, guys you've played with, they understand you and they feel comfortable out there because we've all played together, we've all bonded, we've all been through the same struggles basically, and it just gives everybody a lot of confidence.
Speaking of confidence and speaking of success, that's what this starting rotation has had, really, the Colonels as a whole, 10-2 to start the year. The starting rotation is second in the Midwest League in ERA, second in innings per start as well. They're the only Midwest League team to win more than four games as a staff, and one of just three that's won multiple games from the starting rotation. Talk to me from a pitching sense here, Sawyer. What's working so well for these six-plus guys who've been working getting the ball on those starts?
You know, a lot of the guys that are pitching right now are college dudes. I don't think we have a guy in the starting rotation that didn't go to college. Me, Brent, Povich, Mooney, Casey, Rozek, those are all college guys, right? And they're all pretty old dudes. I think Povich is the youngest, and he's still 22, maybe turning 23 this year. A lot of the guys are veterans. They understand how their bodies work. They understand, you know, the little things in the game, and that extra bit of knowledge and confidence and years of experience really helps, you know, versus you know, maybe a high school kid or someone just coming up here for the first year, you know, trying to get their footing. These dudes have been here, they've done it, you know, for a lot longer, and I think the experience really plays a huge part in the success we've had.
Speaking of success and college days. You had a good career at Mercer after being drafted in 2019. What were some of your favorite memories pitching with Mercer down in Georgia?
Yeah, definitely winning the SoCon championship in 2019. That was a huge memory because it got us to a regional that year. But since I had been there my freshman and sophomore year, we hadn't won that regional. I remember we won our regular season championship when I was a freshman. Sophomore year, we didn't win anything. And then junior year, we started out a little slow. We ended up being maybe third or fourth in the SoCon and came out of nowhere really to sweep the SoCon series. And it was really awesome in that moment because, you know, going through those struggles early kind of prepared to get those hiccups out of the way. So, like, later on, you know, we got hot at the right time and we were able to hold that streak we had. So that was my favorite memory. And then obviously all those guys I played with were, you know, guys that I had played with for the 3 years prior, and the friendships I made, and going to dinner, going to lunch with those guys. It was amazing. Like, the relationships that came from Mercer was awesome.
All right, one last one for you here today, Sawyer. What are some of the biggest keys to success for you as you're keyed in on entering 2022?
I think the biggest one for me is staying present in every moment that I can. You know, I have a pretty good routine, and that's another part of what I feel like helps me with success is my routine. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're thinking way too much about what happened in the past or what might happen in the future. You know, like, I like to just do my work, focus on my work, trust the process, and basically have intent with everything I do. And staying present in that moment, right, it keeps me focused on the work instead of the outcome. And I can just put in the work and know that when I get up on the mound for my next start, I'm prepared and I did everything I could for you know, that week and to help my team win.
All right. Well, Sawyer, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck to you as you take on Peoria here this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're back here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Cedar Rapids and Peoria are about 13 minutes away from getting underway here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It's time for your Colonels lineup cards. First out for the visiting Peoria Chiefs, leading off in center today is Mike Antico with Mac Chambers at short and Aaron Antonini batting third behind the plate. Jacob Buschberger cleans up today at third with Matt Chamberlain hitting fifth and right. Tommy Jew bats sixth and left with Thomas Francisco at first. Zade Richardson as the designated hitter hitting eighth, and Francisco Hernandez at second, rounding out that starting nine. For Cedar Rapids, Anthony Prado will lead off in left field with Christian Encarnacion Strand batting second and third. Aaron Sabato will face his former collegiate teammate Austin Love as he bats third at first base today. Jair Camargo cleans up behind the plate. Seth Gray hits fifth as the designated hitter with Alaric Saleri at second. 7-8-9 today for the Colonels goes Will Holland at short, Willie Joe Gary Jr. in center, and Kenny Taylor in right field. A good pitching matchup. Austin Love and Sawyer Gibson Long on to chat with us a little bit about the pitching yesterday and what to expect from Sawyer here today is the Colonels pitching coach, Mark Moriarty, joining us here in 15 seconds on the Colonels.
Say cheese! Be one of the first 500 fans to enter the gates on May 8th, and you will receive a 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels team photo, presented by CopyWorks.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids pitching coach Mark Moriarty, going into Game 5 of the six-game set between the Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Mark, it's a gorgeous day for baseball here today. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Mark, yesterday Cedar Rapids fell 8-2. The first home loss was going to come at some point for Cedar Rapids, and it came yesterday 8-2 at the hands of Peoria. A lot of arms having to be used after that doubleheader. Just your thoughts on how the pitching staff responded yesterday.
Pretty good, I think. You know, yesterday we had a few too many walks. You know, I think credit to them. They're taking a lot of good at-bats this week. I know on the doubleheader day, we only struck out like eight guys out of the 14 innings or whatever it was, but they're taking some good at-bats. They're battling. They're taking some aggressive swings with balls in the strike zone. So we just need to locate a little bit better today and get ahead with strike one.
It's always unique when you go into a six-game series like this because you get so much of a look at hitters as they step into the box for six games of a series. Of course, Mark, a team in Peoria that came in drawing a lot of walks lately, and they drew a lot of walks yesterday. What's that process like as a pitching coach, as a staff? You have the advanced scouting reports, but as you're seeing the guys in the box, how much adjustment is there in series?
There is a lot of adjustment. There's a lot of conversations between us and the catchers and kind of what we see. Also, it's a little bit different with this team. A lot of them came back from the team last year, so we're pretty familiar with a lot of them. But also, when you come back for the second year, you still need to figure out, like, what type of adjustments they made in the offseason. So, like, you know, what we had last year as a scouting report could be completely different. So, like, we're 2 weeks into the season. We don't have a ton of information as far as, like, this year goes. But we kind of, you know, base our reports off of what they did in, you know, last year and partially this year. So, like, as the series goes, like I said, we talk to the pitchers and catchers and try to get a feel for, like, what type of adjustments they've possibly made throughout the offseason.
Mark, we're 2 weeks into the season and 1 week into the full official usage of the pitch clock now here in minor league baseball. How have you felt about your pitcher's adjustment to that shortened time that they have between pitches?
I think it's been okay. The tougher part is with runners on base, only getting two step-offs. Especially with runners, if there's a good runner on base, like trying to like mix your looks and hold the baseball a little bit longer, it makes it challenging if you don't get the ball back from the catcher fast enough and like get your signs down and get your pitch. Like you could feel a little bit of rush between pitches and kind of get in too much of a rhythm or I guess work too fast where the runner can just kind of go off a first look or whatever every single time. I think that's probably the biggest adjustment that we're trying to make is, you know, get the ball back to the pitcher faster, get the signs down, and then, you know, do your looks, try to hold the runner as best as you can.
Sure, too, with 18 seconds, it's just harder to change up your looks just between that little bit less allotted time that you have for your pitchers. Your bullpen so far this season has been pretty rock solid. Denny Bentley has looked really good out of the pen so far. Osiris Herman currently leads the Midwest League with three saves. He's allowed just one hit, no runs in save opportunities this year. Your thoughts on how the back end of the bullpen has come together and any particular pitchers you've been really impressed by?
Yeah, they've all been throwing the ball well. I think, you know, especially early, our starters have been giving us a lot of length. You know, we try to get guys in as often as possible, but sometimes it's hard with, you know, I guess it's a positive when your pitcher's going five innings every time out. So at the end of the day, we're trying to put our guys in the best spots to hopefully make them successful. And guys like Denny and guys like Herman have thrown the ball extremely well. And Malachi's thrown the ball extremely well too. So right now we got a lot of options, you know, like you look down at the bullpen, you're like, okay, we got a lot of guys that we can pick from that we think we can be successful here, which is good for us.
Mark, on the hill for you today is a big right-hander, Sawyer Gibson Long, who has been really good to start out 2022. No runs yet through nine innings of work for Sawyer. Your thoughts on what's worked well for him in his first two starts?
Well, he's always a guy that locates the ball well. He doesn't walk a ton of guys. He'll throw his fastball, you know, up in the strike zone. It's pretty he's got some deception to him with his fastball. He generates a pretty good swing and miss. Locates the slider really well. And then his changeup, which we've been working on a lot this offseason and, you know, throughout spring training, is coming along too. So he competes really well when he's on the bump. So it's always fun to watch him and, you know, it's always good.
Mark, Sawyer, going into this start, what are some of the biggest keys for him to maintain that success?
Just kind of what he always does. You know, he's going to be prepared. He's the type of guy that's probably, you know, looked up the other team and studied them for, you know, like you said, the last four games. So, you know, he's going to come prepared, do his homework, have a great idea of how he wants to attack. We are, you know, going to work well together today.
I know the run game was a big factor in yesterday's ball game. 5 stolen bases for Peoria, a team coming in that runs quite a bit, and they run successfully, well over 85% on that stolen base success rate. Yesterday, 4-for-4 in that 7th inning, 5-for-5 overall. Sawyer's been good with runners on. Stolen base opportunities have just been 2-for-3. He has a pickoff. Is he one of those guys that you view as being pretty good in the run game?
Yeah, he does a good job with holding the baseball. You know, kind of like getting the runner's feet settled in, and I think he's got good feel for that area. You know, it's going to be important for him again, just like we go over, you know, every series, like know who the runners are and typically when they like to run and what type of counts. And then him and Camargo can work together, and it's always a positive when you got a guy like Camargo who can throw behind runners and has a quality arm to, you know, throw some guys out too.
Camargo might be the most experienced catcher that you have on this roster for Cedar Rapids. He's been in professional baseball for a while. He's caught in this league for a while as well with his time in the Dodgers system in Great Lakes. What does he do from a defensive standpoint that you really like as a pitching coach?
He receives the ball really well, and then he also does a lot of homework on, you know, not only our guys but the other team. You know, that's what we ask of our catchers. It's, you know our pitcher, know what he does best, know his strengths, know his potential weaknesses, and then secondary, know the other team. You know who their best hitters are, know what their weaknesses are, and how we can attack them with our guys' strengths. He does a really good job of that. He comes into every series doing a lot of homework on the other team, so it's always a fun day when he catches.
Mark, one last one for you here on a beautiful Saturday in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels have 2 games left here in this series to earn a series win over Peoria, up 3-1 here in the set. What are some of the biggest keys to come away with the series win here today on Saturday?
I think, as always, like we've been doing most of the year, is, you know, generate some strikeouts and swing and miss, and then, you know, eliminate walks, which I think Sawyer is going to do a great job today.
All right. Well, Mark, as always, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you in Game 5 against Peoria.
Thank you.
We're just a few moments away from baseball here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels 10-3. The Chiefs are 7-6 here in 2022. The Colonels with a win today will lock up a series win, leading this set 3-1. We'll step away when we come back. The national anthem here on your home of the Colonels, the Colonels Baseball Network.
National anthem.
Join us as we honor America with our national anthem, which is being performed for us today by Oscar Ritchie.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Oscar.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Sawyer Gibson Long, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Nice warm Saturday afternoon for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We are live from Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. On the mound today for Cedar Rapids, wearing that sharp-looking red jersey, is Sawyer Gibson Long. 1-0 this season. Gibson Long has yet to allow a run in his first nine innings of work here in 2022. The starting lineup that Gibson Long and the Colonels will face today from Peoria has Mike Antico leading off in center with Mac Chambers batting second at short. Aaron Antonini will hit third today behind the plate with Jacob Buschberger at third. Matt Chamberlain in right and Tommy Ju in left. 7, 8, and 9 go Thomas Francisco at first. Zade Richardson, the DH, and Francisco Hernandez at second. As you can see, for those of you on MILB TV, the wind is whipping out to left field here today. Keeping the ball in the ballpark will be at a premium for Gibson Long and the Colonels. Cedar Rapids coming into this ballgame at 10-3, Peoria at 7-6. The Colonels took the first three games of the series, then had a five-game winning streak snapped by Peoria last night. 8-2 the final. The Colonels looking to come back and snap this little one-game skin that they're on. The pitching walked quite a few batters yesterday for Cedar Rapids. That has not been in the arsenal for Sawyer this season. Gibson Long, no walks over five innings of work in his last start, striking out nine and scattering three hits in the Quad Cities. Mike Antico will step in to lead things off here for Peoria. He's wearing that baby blue top with the red numbering and lettering. Gray pants, and on the caps for Peoria, the baby blue caps with the red bills. Sawyer Gibson Long and the Colonels in their red tops today. White lettering on the back, the white pants, all navy blue caps. Our play ball sign is given. Gibson Long kicks and goes. The first pitch here to Antico misses outside for a ball, starting him off with the off-speed 1-0. First pitch at 2:07 p.m. by the looks of things here in Cedar Rapids as the sun peeks its way out. Pretty cloudy day, but very warm here in CR, 79 degrees and windy. 1-0, slider misses down and in now 2-0 from Gibson Long to Mike Antico. Antico having a very good series, 7-for-16. He had a three-hit night last night. Three runs scored, two RBI, hitting .438 in the set. Fastball sent high out towards right field, pushing back Kenny Taylor in front of the warning track. He'll turn back around and make the grab for out number one. Antico and his speed has kept off the base paths here as we'll meet the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Starting defense here today, Willie Joe Gary Jr. is in center field. He centers Anthony Prado in left and Kenny Taylor in right. In the infield on the corners, it's Christian Encarnacion Strand at third with Aaron Sabato at first. Will Holland at short, Alaric Soleri at second for the double play pairing. The battery today is Sawyer Gibson Long on the hill with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Mac Chambers steps in. He had his first professional home run yesterday as he takes strike one on the outside corner. 0-1 from Sawyer Gibson Long here to the switch hitting Mac Chambers. Homered from the right side of the plate yesterday. 0-1 grounded up the first base line and passed a lunging Aaron Sabato. That's a fair ball, and Chambers is around first, headed to second. That ball will be flagged down by Soleri down the line, and in standing with a double is Mac Chambers. Pretty well struck baseball off the bat there for Chambers, rolling that down the right field line. He's aboard with that one out double. For Chambers, that is double number three here this season. And now the three-hitting Aaron Antonini will get an opportunity with a man on out there in scoring position. Antonini here in the series, 2-for-9. Two runs batted in, the left-handed hitting catcher, drafted out of Middle Tennessee State. Gibson Long ready. Now he'll kick and go. High and outside, ball one, 94 on that Gibson Long fastball. Peoria today, pretty healthy amount of lefties to open up their lineup. Four of the first five men that Gibson Long will face will bat from the left side. 1-0 here from Gibson Long. Fastball just off the outside corner now, 2-0. Might have been the changeup this time, actually, at 85. A little bit of arm side tumble to it. Chambers out there at second. He had a three-hit game yesterday. Off to a very nice series now for the Peoria Chiefs. 2-0 here from Gibson Long. Way high and tight. Now 3-0. 93 on that fastball from Gibson Long. Sawyer against left-handed hitting has been very good here in his first two starts. Left-handers coming into the game 2-for-19. Righties 3-for-13. 3-0 from Gibson Long. Lost him outside, a four-pitch walk. As Camargo looks back out at the mound, he has a ball slip out of his glove. A rare four-pitch walk tossed there by Sawyer Gibson Long. Typically known for good control. But realistically, too, that does set up the double play, so you're not too concerned. Antonini, a hitter that you don't necessarily want to mess around with. Peoria is certainly not known for the long ball this season. They have just four home runs in 13 games. Antonini has two of them. Probably for the best to pitch around him. Colonels playing the right-handed hitting Bushberger to pull. He's had a good series as well. Fair share of hits. There's strike one at the knees from Gibson Long, starting him off with a slider. Bushberger 3-for-11, a couple of RBI. Nearly was the hero in Thursday's doubleheader for Peoria, but Colonels came back to walk off the second game after Bushberger had an RBI single to put Peoria up. Half swing, called strike two anyway. 0-2 on that good Gibson Long slider. Jair Camargo doing the catching today for Cedar Rapids. He's known as one of the better defensive catchers in the system in terms of receiving for the Colonels. 0-2, Chambers dancing off a second. Sawyer picks up his front leg and turns back, glaring Chambers to second. Home plate umpire today is Joe McCarthy. Felix Neon in the field, manning the bases. This is the first rubber disengagement. Pitchers here at high A only allowed two rubber disengagements per plate appearance. 0-2 on the way from Gibson Long. Fire. This ball lined into left center field. It's a long run in for Willie Jones. That'll land in front. Anthony Prado will make the play. Turning at third is Chambers, and he will score. Good read on that fly ball for Mac Chambers. It's an RBI single off the bat of Jacob Bushberger, and Peoria takes the lead. Here in the top half of one, 1-0 Chiefs. And there is the first run off of Sawyer Gibson Long. His scoreless streak snapped at 9 1/3. Matt Chamberlain will dig in for the Peoria Chiefs. Brian Dinkelman on the top step of the Colonel's dugout, trying to position his outfielders a bit, moving Willie Joe over in center. Gibson Long tosses in a slider. Jair wants an appeal. They do check with Neon, and he says no, he did not offer. So 1-0 now to Chamberlain. Gibson Long, 13 pitches, just 6 strikes here. 47 of his 60 pitches in Quad Cities last week were strikes. 1-0 from Gibson Long. Wave and a miss. There's a very good slider now, 1-1. Tight binding pinch. Chamberlain swinging over the top of it. Bushberger with the RBI single. It's his ninth run batted into the season. Ties him for the team lead with Antonini. 1-1. Just missed the outside corner. They appeal again, and the count runs to 2-1. Bushberger and Antonini are the two men aboard. Here in the first with one away. Gibson Long gets a sign he wants from Camargo. Ready now on the 2-1. A good hitter's count for Chamberlain. Fouled off of Camargo's shin guard. Count runs to 2 balls and 2 strikes. This season, Gibson Long has been primarily a ground ball pitcher. Of course, smaller sample size, which is 2 starts. He's at 59% ground balls. 2 balls and 2 strikes from Gibson Long. Lifted foul. We'll do it again at 2-2. Last season, he was promoted to Cedar Rapids. after his July 27th start for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Keeps the long ready here on the 2-2 to Chamberlain. Glancing back at Antonini, now he goes. Check swing fouled off. Do it again at 2-2. Gibson Long was promoted to the Colonels on August 2nd last year. His ground 8%. So he made the jump above from one level to the next and ended up being a 43% fly ball guy in Cedar Rapids last year. 2-2. Grounded towards the right side. This is gloved by Soleri. Thought about two. Instead, he'll collect and toss on to first for out number two. 4-3 on that ground out. Soleri would have had a tough play there, ranging into the four hole to grab that baseball. It would have been a long throw to second. Chamberlain runs fairly well. Soleri getting that second out of the inning at first, and now Tommy Ju. Right-handed hitting left fielder for Peoria. Ju has the average at 184. 1-12 here in the series. So he offers on the slider, 0-1. Gibson Long getting a lot of action on that slider today. Two hits and a run for Peoria here in the top half of the first. Gibson Long hoping to end the inning here with Ju at the plate. 0-1 fastball upstairs at 92. 1-1. By my count, Sawyer has had more success getting strikes with the slider today. It's like maybe that fastball command isn't quite there yet for him. 1-1. This ball lifted out towards left center field. Prado has a read to his left, and he'll put it away for out number three. Ju flies out to leave two. We'll be back in the home half of one. Peoria leads 1-0. On an RBI single by Bushberger, the Colonels starting nine when we return here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of one for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trails 1-0 to the Peoria Chiefs. It's time to meet the starting nine. Four-year Cedar Rapids Colonels, Anthony Prado leads off in left with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third and Aaron Sabato at first. Jair Camargo does the catching today in the cleanup spot with Seth Gray at DH and Alaric Soleri playing second. 7-8-9 for the Colonels, Will Holland at short, Willie Joe Gary Jr. in center, and Kenny Taylor in right. On the mound today for Peoria, fresh off of a brilliant start against Great Lakes, is the right-hander Austin Love, who has some history with one Colonels player in the lineup. He and Aaron Sabato were collegiate teammates at North Carolina back in 2019 and 2020. First offering here to Prado, line down the right field line, and that's fair. That'll roll for a bit. Anthony Prado racing around first. That's into the corner. Prado maybe thinking three. No, he'll coast to a halt at second. Content with a leadoff double. Anthony Prado back on base. He's got the second most runs scored in the Midwest League with 15, and right on cue, he's aboard and in scoring position for the most dangerous man, maybe in all of high A, Christian Encarnacion Strand. Encarnacion Strand leading all of professional baseball, that's majors and minors, in RBI this season. driven in 22, five home runs, three doubles. First offering belted out to right field. Racing towards the line is Chamberlain getting underneath. He dives and reels it in. Prado tags it second and he'll advance to third. What a diving play by Chamberlain on a weird little fisted ball down that right field line. Chamberlain had to adjust late on his route and he had just enough oomph behind his dive to reel in that baseball. It advances Prado 90 feet up to third base, and now Aaron Sabato will face his collegiate teammate. Austin Love and Aaron Sabato played together at North Carolina. It's ball one inside. Austin Love was a freshman All-American, just as Sabato was in 2019. Love kicks and deals on the 1-0. Sabato swings through the slider at 85. It's a three-pitch mix for Love. Fastball, slider, changeup. Big right-hander. Top 15 prospect in the Cardinal system per Baseball America. Love 6'3", 240 pounds. A third-round pick last year. One and one. Sabato with the roller towards second. Prado with a good read. He will score on the ground out. And we're all tied up at one. Sabato grounds out, but he does the job, bringing home the run. As Prado scores his 16th run of the season. Now, Jair Camargo will step in. That was Sabato's eighth RBI of the season. Right-hander Love had a very good outing in his last start back on Sunday the 17th. Wave on through by Camargo, 0-1. Love went five scoreless innings, two hits, three walks, and he struck out 10. This ball fouled off again by Camargo. A little squeaker up the first baseline. Love faced Great Lakes twice. Peoria running with a five-man rotation, which means one pitcher will start twice. And in his first outing of the year, he really struggled. Nine earned over 3 1/3. Camargo fouls us back. We'll do it again at 0-2. Started on Tuesday night, back on the 12th of April against Great Lakes. Love allowed nine earned, two homers, seven hits, three walks. Struck out three over 3 1/3. Camargo with a very uncomfortable swing at a slider, and there is out number three. The Colonels get a run back. We're all tied at one. Sabato with the RBI single following a Prado leadoff double. In the top of the second, it'll be Francisco Richardson and Hernandez when we come back here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesch Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesch Company's team of experts can help you at gflesch.com.
Hola fanáticos, soy Richard Salazar, pitching coach, y están escuchando Colonel Baseball Network.
Top of two on the way for us here. Pitch with you here. So glad to have you with us on a nice, warm, very windy day in Cedar Rapids. Sawyer Gibson long kicks and goes. His first offering to Francisco is a called strike on the outside corner. Opening up this at bat with a changeup. From the right-hander Gibson Long. 0-1. Camargo sets up outer half once again. Sawyer rocks and deals. This ball lifted out towards left. Right at Anthony Prado, who barely has to move, getting underneath and pocketing for out number one. Francisco Richardson and Hernandez, the three scheduled to bat for Peoria. Still no Mason Wynn in the lineup today. He's been held out the last couple of games for the Peoria Chiefs after being a scratch on doubleheader day. Zane Richardson will dig in, DHing today for Peoria. Gibson Long ready, he'll kick and go. This ball one outside on Richardson. But look to us during batting practice a couple days ago that Wynn was maybe favoring his foot a little bit. He wasn't moving very comfortably. 1-0, there's strike one on the inside corner on a slider. 1-1 from Gibson Long. Watching him in BP today, though, Wynn was moving a lot better. He took ground balls at short, went through a normal BP routine, ran the bases. One ball, one strike, cut and a miss. Very uncomfortable on that slider, now 1-2. The way that Sawyer Gibson Long prepares for hitters and prepares for his starts, you know that when he picks up on something, he's really going to dial in on it. The slider has been a heavy usage pitch for him here today. The 1-2, bounce towards the left side. This is Holland. He has it flipping on to Sabato for out number two. Ground out to short for Zane Richardson. Puts two up on the board, two down for Peoria. Francisco Hernandez stepping in. The base is empty and two down. Talk to Sawyer Gibson Long during our Colonels leadoff show today just about that preparation, and he's certainly lauded by scouts for the way that he prepares for each start. One of those guys who, whenever you're at the park, home or on the road, Gibson Long is doing something to get ready for his next start. There's strike one on the outside end. Starting off with a slider here on Francisco Hernandez. 0-1 from the right-hander. Fastball just off the plate at 92, now 1-1. Mike Antico waiting on deck. He'd love to get another chance here today. 1-1. Strike two on the outside edge on a fastball at 92. Of course, he'd probably rather hit with men on than strike away from going three up, three down here in the second. Sawyer rocks and deals. Half swing, sit down. Gibson Long puts away Francisco Hernandez for out number three. And we move on. Three up, three down for Sawyer. Do up for Cedar Rapids. The Red Hot Seth Gray, Alaric Soleri, and Will Holland when we come back. 1-1, your score.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of the second here for us on the Colonels Baseball Network. Seth Gray, Alaric Soleri, and Will Holland. Plenty of fans here in attendance today on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Cedar Rapids. Seth Gray, the open stance, the left-handed hitter, digs on in here against Austin Lund. First pitch is a ball down and outside. The defense today for Peoria. In the outfield left to right, Tommy Jew, Mike Antico, and Matt Chamberlain. Gray swings through a changeup, now 1-1. In the infield on the corners, Bushberger is at third, Francisco over at first. 1-1, chopped right in front of the mound. Austin Love to his left. He'll glove and bobble it. No play made for Austin Love. The wind may be playing that a little bit. Austin just couldn't pull that out of his glove. He's looking up into the air as well. With the overcast skies, sometimes the ball can get lost in it as well. It's a little bit tougher to see the ball in gray, patchy skies like this as opposed to a bright blue day. Wind blowing out even sharply, even more sharply out to left center field here as Alaric Soleri steps in. An error there on the pitcher, Austin Ike here on Soleri. Rounding out the rest of that defense, Bushberger and Francisco are on the corners in the infield at third and first. Chambers at short, Hernandez at second, and Antonini behind the plate. This ball bounced towards third and foul. Barehand play made by Brian Dinkelman. The Colonel's manager in his third year with Cedar Rapids. He earned his 150th professional win as a manager last week against Quad Cities. Seth Gray at first, no balls and two strikes on the way from Austin Love to Alaric Soleri. This ball sent out towards center, drifting in on it is Antico. Applying the accelerator, he'll get underneath and make the catch for out number one. Gray retreats to first to now Will Holland. Former shortstop out of Auburn will step in, getting the started short today for Cedar Rapids. Holland has been playing some center field as well. Here for CR, he made that transition last year, playing a bit more center as well as his natural shortstop position. First pitch fastball high and tight from Austin Love, 1-0. Holland this year carrying an OPS of 673. 3-for-9 in the series. Ball, strike one on the outside edge. Holland riding a three-game on-base streak here for Cedar Rapids. He had two hits in game two of the doubleheader back on Thursday. One ball and one strike from Love here to Will Holland. Right-hander kicks and goes way high, now 2-1. 94 on that fastball from Austin Love. Love was a second-team freshman All-American in 2019. 2-1, called strike two in the outside edge. Led the team in appearances, ERA, wins, and saves. Tossed the second most innings with 67. Love ready here on the 2-2. Holland looks at ball three, high and outside. Seth Gray on first for Cedar Rapids. Love and Holland had some good duels in the regional back in 2019. Holland pops this up down the right field line, and that'll land foul by about 3 inches. Thomas Francisco never really had a good read on that. Count stays full here on Will Holland. Francisco ran a couple of different directions, neither of which was the right way. In the Chapel Hill Regional back in 2019. Payoff pitch here on the way to Holland. Ball four upstairs. Holland drives the walk, and the Colonels have two men on with one down. Willie Joe Gary Jr. will ding in. Willie Joe has had a pretty nice series as well here for Cedar Rapids. 2-for-9. He's scored a couple of runs, an RBI. 4 for his last 21 here. He's been on base in all 8 games that he's played here in 2022. Love misses high and outside on Willie Joe. 1-0. Go ahead run in scoring position. That's Seth Gray out there at second. He reached on an error. Right-hander Love kicks and goes. Shoots the outside corner now, 1-1. And on Willie Joe. Bottom of two, your score reads one apiece. Love working on the 1-1. Low and away now, 2 balls and a strike. Going to that slider. Two balls and a strike from Love here to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Strike two on the outside edge, another slide piece. Kenny Taylor awaits on deck for Cedar Rapids. Willie Joe, 2-for-7 this year with runners in scoring position. 2-2, fouled off towards the Peoria dugout. We'll go again at 2-2. Right on left matchup. Gary, 3-for-17 against right-handed pitching this year. 2018 draft pick of the Twins, and the 2-2 runs in, nearly hits Willie Joe. Coming up and in at 94. Three and two. On the way from Love to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Willie Joe waves and fouls one into the mitt of Antonini. There's out number two on the strikeout. Kenny Taylor now.
Right fielder, number 9, Kenny Taylor.
Taylor, the right fielder for Cedar Rapids today. A big spot here early on. Right-hander Love working on Taylor. Chopped foul off of Kenny Taylor. A walk to ease the pain. Talking about Holland and Love having some history playing against each other. That was a super regional back in 2019. Auburn took it 2-3. Oh, and one. Here to Kenny Taylor, a slow roller up the third baseline, gloved on the move by Bushberger. He slings on to first just in time for out number three. The Colonels get two aboard, but they leave them both. We move on to the top half of the third. Antico, Chambers, and Antonini. Peoria and Cedar Rapids tied at one when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school. But she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss postseason college baseball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels play host to the 2022 American Rivers Conference Tournament on May 12th through the 14th. The ARC Championship runs through Cedar Rapids this May.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Jairo Rodríguez. Están escuchando Colonel Baseball Network.
Top half of the third here on the way for us on the Colonels Baseball Network as Cedar Rapids and Peoria tied at one. Here at Perfect Game Field, the top of the order due up for Peoria. Sawyer Gibson Long threw two innings of one-run ball. 32 pitches for Sawyer, threw two complete. He was very efficient in his second inning of work, just 10 pitches after throwing 22 in the first. Right-hander kicks and goes. His first offering upstairs on Antico, 1-0. Gibson Long ready to go here on the 1-0. Strike one at the knees to Mike Antico. We mentioned Antico having himself a very good series, struggling to open the season though. Series has been a good go. Tags the ball deep out to right. Kenny Taylor looking up, and that ball is gone. It's a solo shot to lead off the third inning for Mike Antico, having an outstanding series for the Peoria Chiefs as he makes this a 2-1 ball game, the wind blowing out, but that ball was crushed off the bat of Antico. 2-1 Peoria now after Antico's first home run of the summer, RBI number 4.
Shortstop number 19, Mac Chambers.
Mac Chambers will step in. Right-hander Gibson long kicks and goes. Missing high and outside, 1-0 to Chambers. So Antico sending one out. Off of Gibson Long, 1-0 now here from Sawyer. Fouled away, one ball and one strike. Three hits for Peoria, one for Cedar Rapids, 1-1 now from Gibson Long. High and outside, 2-1. On the way here to Mac Chambers. Give you a look around your Midwest League scoreboard here today. Already a final in one of our doubleheaders. I think three doubleheaders today around the league. The 2-1 scalded out towards left. Prado coming in. Now he'll drift back and make a nice lunging grab for out number one. Line drive that just kept on carrying off the bat of Chambers. First down of the third is recorded, and now Aaron Antonini. Already one final. Great Lakes defeating Lake County 1-0. A one-run game in the first game of their doubleheader. They just got underway in the first inning of game two. Midway through the eighth, West Michigan and Dayton are tied at 7. First pitch drives away, but a miss by Antonini. Good change up there from Gibson Long. 0-1. Wisconsin already up 5-0 on Quad Cities. Bottom half of 5. 0-1, cut on through, and another good changeup. Now 0-2. Time called here at home plate. Joe McCarthy stepping away from the stead behind Jair Camargo. Now he steps back in. 0-2. Gibson Long on the way to Antonini. Ball one high. Colonels are half a game up on Wisconsin. It's a doubleheader today for the Timber Rattlers and Quad Cities. 1-2 here from Gibson Long. Wave and a miss into the mid of Jair Camargo for out number two. Second Long's effort. Jacob Bushberger, 1-for-1 with a single. Bushberger, the right-handed stick, playing third base today for Peoria. He's out of Davenport University. Gibson Long ready here. It's a sign from Jair, rocks and kneels. First pitch bounce foul up the third baseline, 0-1. So Wisconsin up 5-0 on Quad Cities. Those are the only games so far underway today. 0-1 from Sawyer. Ball one downstairs. Could not clip the knees with that changeup. Count goes to one ball and a strike on Jacob Bushberger. Singled in a run back in the first, the 1-1. Called strike two in the end. Comeback fastball at 93. One ball, two strikes, two away, top half of the third. Gibson Long, hoping to make it just a one-run frame, the 1-2. Bounced up the first base line and foul. Like it hit on the foul side of the first base bag. So we'll go again at 1-2. A lot of smiling faces here in Cedar Rapids. A gorgeous Saturday afternoon for baseball. Kind of feels like, you know, late May. One ball and two strikes. Gorgeous afternoon. A lot of fans here taking in a very nice day for baseball. Warm weather, green grass, a lot of wind, so some offense today as well. 1-2 from Sawyer. Gibson Long looking to put away Jacob Bushberger. The right-hander kicks and goes. Missed just downstairs on the slide piece at 83. Count runs even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two down here in the third. bounce past the mound. Racing in is Encarnacion Strand. He bare hands and fires, not in time. Bushberger beating out that infield single, and a man is aboard for Peoria with two down, and Matt Chamberlain will step in.
Right fielder number 29, Matt Chamberlain.
Bushberger 2-for-2 today, his fifth hit of the series. Now 5-for-13 here in the set, batting 385. Matt Chamberlain settling in, 0-for-1 with a ground out. 3-for-11 in the series, he's drawn 4 walks. Gipsis is low and away with the slider, 1-0. That was Sawyer's 50th pitch of the day. He threw 60 in Quad Cities last week. 1-0 here from Gibson Long. Inside, they backpick to first, and a nice scoop by Sabato. No chance to apply a tag. 2-0 from Gibson Long to Matt Chamberlain. The hot corner grill has got some bacon sizzling down the third base line. 2-0 from Gibson Long. Bounce towards the right side. Solari on the move. He'll glove. Fire on to first. A low throw scooped out by Sabato for out number three. We move on to the home half of the third. The bacon is sizzling at the hot corner grill. The Colonel's bats will look to get sizzling here in the frame as well. Down a run, 2-1 Chiefs right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded?
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the third for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Anthony Prado will lead things off for Cedar Rapids in the home half of three. 1-for-1 with a double today. The double was Prado's second double of 2022. She's having a very nice season out of the leadoff spot for Cedar Rapids. The average at 320. Tied for the Midwest League lead in runs scored with 16. Ball one downstairs on Prado, 1-0. Prado, 5'10", 186 pounds. Takes ball two down and outside. Staten Island, New York. Played his college ball at UConn. 1-0 just inside now, 3-0 to Prado. Anthony, 3 for his last 16. 3-0 now, strike one on the outside corner. Make it now 4 for his last 17 with that double. 4 game on base streak for Prado, 3-1. This ball ripped down the left field line, making another extra base knock for Anthony Prado as that'll bang off the tarp. Anthony will coast into second, standing up with his second double of the ball game. Prado 2-for-2 today with a couple of doubles. He is having an outstanding start here to this ball game. Just an outstanding season for Prado, getting the barrel out in front of that baseball, ripping it down the left field line. Double number 3 of the season for Prado, and now Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat again with a man on. 22-year-old, top 30 prospect in the Twin system per MLB pipeline. First pitch fouled away, 0-1 to Encarnacion Strand. Entering play, his OPS north of 1,200. 10 runs scored, 22 runs batted in, leading all of professional baseball. 0-1, grounded towards third. This will be backed off by Buschberger. He'll pick it up and throw over just in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out to retire Encarnacion Strand. And now Sabato. Sabato, a big part of that 2019 UNC team that Love was a part of. Aaron Sabato, the first-round pick of the Minnesota Twins back in 2020. It's ball one inside to Sabato. Right-hander Austin Love against his collegiate teammate. He's ready, now he goes. Firing in a strike. Sabato, 6'2", 230 pounds. 1-1 here from Love. Sabato lines this into right field, and that's down for a base hit. Prado waved around third. Here comes a throw from Chamberlain to the plate. It's not in time, and we're tied at two. Aaron Sabato delivers again against Love. His second RBI of the game. A rocket shot the opposite way, plating Anthony Prado. And Aaron Sabato, a beautiful piece of hitting there, going the other way and ripping that down the line. Chamberlain with a good strong throw just a bit up that third base line. Prado sliding in safely. 15th run scored of the season, and Sabato has driven in his 9th run of the season. Jair Camargo here waves through a slider, 0-1. So Aaron Sabato with that big knock for Cedar Rapids. Strike two to Jair Camargo. Camargo has swung a pretty good stick lately for the Colonels. Tied at two here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Fastball high and outside at 95, 1-2 from Love. Sabato, a couple RBI today. That makes his second multi-RBI game of the season. 1-2 to Camargo. Jair bounces this toward short. Chambers' glove slings onto second for one. A return throw onto first in time for the double play. 6-4-3 puts the Colonels out of the inning. We move on to the top half of four. Cedar Rapids tied at two after an Aaron Sabato RBI single. We'll be back in a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Hey fans, this is strength and conditioning coach Jake Needham, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
We're through three complete here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Tommy Jew, Thomas Francisco, and Zane Richardson. The three to fate, right-hander Gibson Long kicks and goes. There's ball one high and tight, 1-0 on Tommy Jew. Another Anthony Prado double, then an Aaron Sabato RBI single in the home half of three to tie this game at two. Here's a high fly ball out toward shallow center. Willie Joe loses his cap trying to find the baseball, and he found it. He'll make the grab for out number one. Willie Joe blocking the sun with his glove. Up there in center field, and now Thomas Francisco. One down here in the fourth.
First baseman, number 21.
Give you a look at your line scores today for Peoria. Two runs on four hits, one error, and three men left on. Cedar Rapids, two runs on three hits, no errors, and two men left aboard. Thomas Francisco will step in to face Sawyer Gibson Long. Ball one low here on Thomas Francisco. 1-0 from Sawyer Gibson Long. Camargo sets up on the outer half. The one ball, no strike delivery is there on the outside corner. Now 1-1. Your Major League scoreboard here today. Just one final so far. 1-1. This ball lifted down the left field line. Slicing fell. Bounced down in the Peoria bullpen. Now 1-2. The Giants beat the Nationals today 5-2. Bottom nine, they're tied at four in the Bronx between Cleveland and the Yankees. Through eight in Detroit. Miguel Cabrera with his 3,000th hit. Today in the first inning with a single against the Colorado Rockies. 13-0 Detroit over Colorado. 1-2 from Sawyer Gibson Long here to Thomas Francisco. Ball two off the plate. Two balls and two strikes on the way from Sawyer Gibson Long. This ball lifted foul and out of play. Now 2-2 again. Right-hander Gibson Long ready here. 2-2 on the way to Francisco. This ball lifted foul down the left field line, and that'll travel out of play. Bouncing sharply off the concrete and rolling well out of play. 2-2 from Gibson Long to Francisco. Sawyer ready here from the full. He'll step off. Pirates and the Cubs in action at Wrigley today. Chicago all over Pittsburgh, 13-0, bottom of five. And now Joe McCarthy will come out to chat with Brian Dinkman. I don't know if a ball was called on Sawyer Gibson Long for the pitch clock. McCarthy chatting with Dinkman, and maybe it's something with the pitch clock or Jair, I'm not sure. Kind of gestures towards Jair behind the plate. Camargo and Francisco having a little discussion here. McCarthy and Dinkelman still chatting. We haven't seen a third ball be put up on the scoreboard here. McCarthy will head back to his stand behind the plate, chatting with Jair Camargo, gesturing towards the pitch clock. And it is 3-2, so they did call a pitch clock violation on Sawyer Gibson Long. 3-2 lifted out high towards left. Prado back at the wall, leaping up, and that's off the wall, and it'll roll for a while. Francisco around second, thinking maybe three. Prado able to collect the baseball, though, and getting it in quickly. It's a double for Francisco. And I'm sure Dinkelman's not going to be too happy about that. Gibson Long discussing things with Joe McCarthy, and Sawyer's still chatting with him, and that's where, when the pitch clock violation happens, when a ball gets put up, it's where you kind of feel like maybe you're taking away a part of baseball that, you know, maybe you shouldn't have it be a ball or a strike added to the count. I'm sure Jair's saying something right there, too. It's like, hey, if you make the count 3-2 instead of 2-2, we have to completely change what we're doing. And right on cue, Francisco doubles off that wall. Here with one down. Go ahead, run at second, and a big wave and a miss by Zane Richardson. And that's where, you know, the questions about how that rule works with the pitch clock is, because that 2-2 pitch, you're probably not throwing that same offering that they just gave to Francisco on 2-2 as opposed to 3-2. 1-2. Gibson Long right back with a slider, now 0-2. All Gibson Long could do now is just bear down and strand that runner on. 0-2 on the way. Here from the right-hander Sawyer, Gibson Long. Grounded towards third. Encarnacion strand gloves and fires across. A high throw. Sabato with a great tag coming down on the end of his jump. What a tag by Aaron Sabato, leaping up to reel in that throw on top of Richardson for out number two. I think that's worth another look. Sabato with a very nice play to finish off that 5-3 ground out. Patrick Anderson out to chat with the base umpire Felix Neo, and I'm sure Anderson doesn't think that Sabato got the glove down in time. Having that discussion with Neo is Anderson. So he'll head back to his stead in the third base coaching box as frustrations vented. And now here is Francisco Hernandez. 0-1 with a strikeout today. Right-hander Sawyer, Gibson Long ready. He kicks and goes. This pitch, oh, fouled off the mask of Joe McCarthy. Jair Camargo immediately gives him a hug and makes sure that he's all right. Don't know if that got both Jair and Joe. Camargo hopping right on top of McCarthy, making sure he's all right. Camargo is one of the friendlier players that you'll find on this Colonel's roster, and that really is kind of saying something, given how many, you know, fan favorites are on this group. Jair chatting with McCarthy. You know, it's a brotherhood, the catcher and the umpire. You sit in those uncomfortable squats all day long, kind of have to protect each other. 0-1 from Gibson Long to Hernandez. Sawyer here from the belt. Kick and go. Ball grounded up the middle and pass to diving Will Holland. That'll get into center field and slow down. Francisco around third. He will score on the RBI single by Francisco Hernandez. Thomas Francisco scores on Francisco Hernandez's RBI single, and it is 3-2 Peoria. Mike Antico will now bat after homering back in the third. Antico 1-for-2 with that solo home run. Time called at home plate by Jair Camargo. Right-hander Sawyer Gibson Long here from the stretch. He kicks and goes. Antico sends a ball out to right, a little bit more shallow. Here's Kenny on the run. He dives! Kenny Taylor with the play out and right. What a play to end the inning by Kenny Taylor, flying in to reel that one in. And we move on to the home half of the fourth. Might have come at the expense of his sunglasses, but Kenny Taylor with an incredible play. And we'll be back in the home half. Two up for Cedar Rapids, Gray, Solari, and Holland right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national... memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022.
Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches, goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Seth Gray steps in for Cedar Rapids and sends us down the left field line on the first offering, just foul. 0-1 to Seth Gray, here to open up his at-bat in the home half of the fourth. So he'll take a long walk back to his dugout. He might have lost his bat. Looks like it might have cracked on that swing. Kenny Taylor with an outstanding grab to finish off the top half of the fourth for Cedar Rapids. Helping Sawyer Gibson Long get out of that inning after Peoria added another run. Colonels have a right-hander beginning to loosen down in the bullpen. Looks like it's Brad Hanner starting to warm down there. Sawyer at 67 pitches through four complete. 0-1 from Austin Love to Seth Gray. Right-hander ready. He kicks and goes. Gray fouls this off again. This one a little bit more clearly fouled. 0-2 from Love to Gray. Seth Gray DHing today for Cedar Rapids. Reached on an error in his first plate appearance. Right-hander kicks and goes. Down and in now. One ball and two strikes to Seth Gray. One ball, two strikes. Nobody down here in the home half of four. Cedar Rapids down a run. Gray goes down fishing for a changeup for out number one. Strikeout for Austin Love. Alex Solari will stride to the batter's box. It's just the third strikeout today for Love. Three and a third.
Number 46, Alex Solari.
Love has only really had trouble with Sabato and Prado. He's allowed a couple of doubles to Prado. Sabato has brought home Prado both times. Solari calls time prior to this first pitch from Love. First offering is a strike in the outside corner to Alaric Solari. Love 50 pitches in here. Solari takes ball one. Fastball at 94. Now the 1-1 foul straight back. One ball and two strikes to Alaric Solari. Philly at scoreboard here today. We're the only game in action right now. Solari goes down fishing for a high fastball. Back-to-back punch outs for Love. Four strikeouts today now for the right-hander. Two are down here in the fourth for Will Holland. St. Paul and Toledo will play at 4:05 today. Fort Myers and Deandon at 5:30. And Midland-Wichita playing at 6:05 tonight. Love ready, he'll kick and go. This ball to Holland, sent very high out towards straightaway center, and Tico a couple of steps back and barely has to move to make that play for out number three. We move on to the fifth. When we come back, it'll be your Colonel's fifth inning trivia question. Be sure to think about Miguel Cabrera and his 3,000 hits. We'll be back in a second here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. 3-2, Peoria on top.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, starting May 5th, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
an accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Every Thursday home game, starting on May 5th.
Are you a trivia whiz?
Here's a piece of trivia.
Do you think you know baseball inside and out?
No, we got this.
Is history your specialty?
Inconceivable!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then don't miss the Colonel's Fifth Inning Trivia during the fifth inning of every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Out riddled.
Thought you might be Batman.
Test your knowledge and tweet your answers to @CRKernels for a chance to receive a shout out on the broadcast.
Hey fans, this is Brad Hanner, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Brad Hanner will get the ball here in the fifth inning for Cedar Rapids, which means Sawyer Gibson Logs Day is done. It is time for your Colonel's fifth inning trivia question here as we get ready for the top half of the fifth inning. You can tweet your answers to us at CRKernels. That is at CRKernels on Twitter. Today's trivia question, Miguel Cabrera today became the 33rd player in Major League Baseball history to rip the single in the first inning against the Colorado Rockies. Your question today, who are the two players who reached 3,000 hits as members of the Minnesota Twins? You can tweet your answers to us at CRKernels. And the first person to give us both names of the two players who reached the 3,000 hit club with the Minnesota Twins will receive a shout out here on the broadcast. Ball one high to Mac Chambers from right-hander Brad Hanner, coming on in relief of Sawyer Gibson Long. 1-0 fouled off now, 1-1 here to Chambers. For Gibson Long, his line unofficially today, 4 innings, 6 hits, 1 walk, 3 runs, all were earned. He struck out 2. Brad Hanner coming into this ball game, not into the decision unless Cedar Rapids were to tie it up. 1-1 down and in. Now 2-1 from Hanner. Brad features a four-seamer, a curveball, and a change. 6'4", 210-pound righty from Orange County, Virginia. 2-1 the count, rather, from Brad Hanner. Big swing and a miss. Count runs to 2-2. Good breaking ball there from the right-hander. Hanner getting a sign from Jair Camargo. Ready here on the 2-2. Grounded up the middle, but Will Holland is playing it perfectly, gloving and throwing on to first for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out, puts away Mac Chambers. Now Aaron Antoninio for one today with a walk and a strikeout. Again, your Colonel's fifth inning trivia question. We're looking for the two players who reached the 3,000 hit club as members of the Minnesota Twins. Antonini digs in here. Right on left matchup for Brad Hanner. Colonel's right-hander this year. No earned runs yet. Over 4 1/3 innings of work. Well, fouled off towards John T. He'll run out and collect that baseball. No balls and a strike from Hanner to Antonini. Colonel's right-hander with the glove up near the chin. It's ready, kicks and goes. This ball ripped towards Sabato, who makes a stab to his left, an underhand flip on to Hanner, covering for out number two. 3-1 on that ground down. Off the bat of Aaron Antonini, and now Jacob Buschberger, 2-for-2. A pair of singles today. Brad Hanner this season for the Colonels has gone 4 1/3, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. He's yet to allow a hit this season. Very good numbers for the Virginia product. He prepped at Orange County High School, played his college ball at Patrick and Henry Junior College in Martin. First offering here to Buschberger is fouled away, 0-1. Hanner made his full season debut last year and spent the entire season with Fort Myers. He struck out 49 over 26 appearances, 2 saves. 0-1 from Brad Hanner.
Fastball there at 95 for strike two. Really nice heater there from Brad Hanner. He's got a filthy curveball as well. The 0-2 on the way here from the right-hander. There's the curve, bounce towards second, glove by Soleri on to first in time for out number three. Three out, three down for Brad Hanner. We move on to the home half of the fifth. Remember, fans, we're looking for the two players to reach 3,000 hits while with the Minnesota Twins. We'll be back in a bit. You can tweet those answers to us at CR Colonels. Right here on the Colonels Baseball Network, it's 3-2 Peoria leads Cedar Rapids.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Every Sunday, Colonel's game is a party at the park for the whole family. Come see the Colonels play in their Twins replica jerseys. Kids ages 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and drink every Sunday home game. Fans can also play baseball bingo on Sundays for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn. After the game, fans can run the bases and play catch in the outfield. Sundays are a party at the park in Cedar Rapids. Say cheese! Be one of the first 500 fans to enter the gates on May 8th and you will receive a 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels team photo presented by CopyWorks.
Hey fans, this is Joe Gary and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Joe Gary will step in to lead things off for us in the home half of five. The first offering sent out high towards left center field. Antico racing back at the wall, looking up, and that's off the wall. Willie Joe around second. He's thinking third. He wants three. The throw cut off, and Willie Joe is in. Head first with a triple. Willie Joe Gary Jr. with enter, hitting it about 378 feet right off that wall. 97 off the bat, 382 feet. Officially the distance on that triple for Willie Joe, banging it off the wall in left center. And now Kenny Taylor will step in, 0 for 1 with a ground out today. The infield comes in with a tying run on third. First offering is a strike, they backpick to third. Willie Joe back in with a head first dive. 0 and 1. From Austin Love to Kenny Taylor. Right-hander Love kicks and fires. Wave and a miss, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, none away here in the home half of the fifth. Kenny looks at ball one, high and tight. Anthony Prado awaits on deck. He's 2-for-2 today with a couple of doubles. Three extra base hits now for the Colonels after that Willie Joe Gary Jr. triple. 1-2 to Kenny Taylor. Called strike three at the letters. He looks at a fastball there at the letters for out number one. 95 on that Love heater. Now Anthony Prado will step in for Cedar Rapids, 2-for-2. With a pair of doubles, one down either line. Prado has also been productive with men in scoring position this year, as well as being a fine leadoff hitter. 10 RBI, all in all. And the first pitch to Prado, sent high out to deep right center field. Chamberlain and Antico. It's an Antico racing it down in the alley. Willie Joe will tag from third, and we are tied here in the fifth. Anthony Prado giving that one a ride out to right center field to plate Willie Joe Gary. Antico legging it down in the alley. Christian Encarnacion strands now with the bases empty and two down. Encarnacion strand for the Colonels, 0 for 2, a flyout and a ground out today. First pitch waved on through, a good little slider. 0-1. Again, your Colonels fifth inning trivia question. One last call. Encarnacion Strand fouls off the 0-1. We're looking for the two players who reached the 3,000 hit club as members of the Minnesota Twins. No correct answers yet. You can tweet those answers to us at CRColonels. 0-2. Kristen looks at a fastball upstairs, 1-2. Home half of 5, and Encarnacion Strand steps out. Now he'll step back in. Encarnacion Strand, the average at 418 now. Up high at 97, back-to-back pitches at 97 there for Austin Love. 2-2 with Sabato on deck. This ball belted down the left field line, hooking foul. 112 off the bat for Encarnacion Strand as the count stays even at 2-2. Turned on that little slide piece that hung. 2-2 again. Called strike three on the inside corner. A front door slider puts away Encarnacion Strand, and we move on to the top half of the sixth. Willie Joe Gary with a triple. He scores on a Prado sack fly. And the Colonels have tied things at 3 right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We'll be back with the answer to your Colonels fifth inning trivia question when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Brett Hanner toes up the rubber here in the top half of the sixth inning as Matt Chamberlain, Tommy Jew, and Thomas Francisco will be the three men to bat in the sixth. The brand new ball game tied at 3. Willie Joe Gary Jr. with a triple and a sack fly by Anthony Prado to plate him, making it 3-3 here on Chamberlain. Brett Hanner from the stretch, kicks, goes. Kind of on and miss, now 0-2 to Chamberlain. No balls, two strikes. Hanner here from the stretch. Bounded towards second. Solari to his left. He gathers and throws on to Sabato for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out. For the first out here, the sixth. And now Tommy Jew, left fielder.
Number 11, Tommy Jew.
Really good game from Anthony Prado today. Couple of doubles, a sack fly. Willie Joe Gary Jr. with a triple. Gives us this 3-3 game here in top half of the sixth. First offering from Hanner runs high and tight, 1-0. Tommy Jew, I don't know if he thought that might have hit him. It came very close around the arm. One and oh. Ball two inside. Two balls, no strikes from Brad Hanner. This is down and in 86. Now 3-0 to Tommy June. We do have a correct answer to your Colonel's fifth inning trivia question. Of course, with Miguel Cabrera collecting his 3,000th hit today, it's all the well-fitting that our question was about the 3,000 hit club. Strike one on the inside half to Tommy June. Our question today was which two players joined the 3,000 hit club as members of the Minnesota Twins. Three balls and a strike from Brad Hanner. Strike two in the inside corner. And those two players are Paul Molitor and Dave Winfield. Molitor in 96 with a triple. Dave Winfield in 93 with a single. Payoff pitch on the way from Hanner. Now it's side ball four. He loses Tommy June here with one down in the sixth. And the Colonels will work with a man on first. One down. Thomas Francisco strides to the batter's box. Molitor and Winfield, the only two players to reach the 3,000 hit club with the Minnesota Twins. Right-hander Hanner working with the go-ahead run on first now for Peoria. Righty, ready from the stretch. He kicks, goes, misses high, 1-0. Before Cabrera, the last player to reach the 3,000 hit club was Albert Pujols back in 2018. Pujols, the only other active 3,000 hit club member. Check over to first, Drew back in time. Of course, Albert up with Peoria. Chiefs have been with the Cardinals for quite a while. 1-0, strike one at the letters. Adrian Beltre reached the 3,000 hit club in 2017. Ichiro in 2016, A-Rod in 2015. One ball and one strike from Brad Hanner. Downstairs now, 2-1. Derek Jeter reached the 3,000 hit club in 2011. Quick snap throw to first, Drew back in time. Craig Biggio in 2007. Rafael Palmeiro in 05. Ricky Henderson in 2001. Cal Ripken Jr. reached it in 2000. And all the players have reached it in the 2000s. A runner goes on the 2-1. Throw down to second is more than in time. What a laser from Jair Camargo to throw out Tommy Drew. A bullet from Jair Camargo to gun down Drew at second. 2-6 on that caught stealing, right where Holland needed it to be. Right on the bag, and missile there from Camargo. Three balls and a strike here from Hanner. Called strike two. Good little breaking ball there. It's the first time Drew has been thrown out trying to steal. Here today, 6-for-7 on the season now. Payoff pitch on the way from Hanner. Grounded towards second, Soleri has it. He'll fire on to Sabato for out number three. In the end, they go 0-3 up, 3 down, facing the minimum. Brad Hanner, it'll be Sabato to lead things off, followed by Camargo and Gray. Home half of six, we are tied at three.
Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a...
Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Aaron Sabato, 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. Steps in against Austin Love, working on his sixth inning of work today. Right-hander Love kicks and goes. Sabato looks at ball one down and in. An RBI in each of his at-bats against his former collegiate teammate today for Sabato. Melvi Acosta warming down in the pen for Cedar Rapids. 1-0. Sabato looks at strike one on the end. 3-0 your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network. The righty kicks and goes. Sabato sends one very high down the right field line, slicing over. Maybe a fair ball, and it is a fair ball. Sabato turning at first. He wants two. The throw into second, not in time. Boy, that ball had some kind of spin on it as he floated it down that right field line. It looked initially, I think everybody thought that was going to get foul off of Sabato's bat, but he just kept it fair. Sabato thought it was foul. He lingered in the batter's box for a while, and Chamberlain could not find it in the sun. So it ends up landing for a double. Sabato is on in scoring position as the go-ahead run for Jair Camargo. Sabato with his second double of the season. Now for Cedar Rapids. We're stopping here to Camargo, lined into right. Chamberlain playing it again. He'll have to slide and reel it in. Sabato tagging it second. The throw to third, not in time. And Aaron Sabato advances 90 feet on that line drive out to right off the bat of Camargo. The man 90 feet from scoring for Seth Gray. Gray 0-for-2. He's reached on an error and struck out today. Austin Love, the right-hander, as the infield comes in. Going to keep Aaron Sabato at third. First offering here to Gray is a strike on the outside edge, starting him off with a slider at 87. Lefty begins to warm for the Peoria Chiefs down in their bullpen. 0-1. Outside, one ball, Daniel Heredia. Acosta up in the pen for CR. One ball, one strike here to Gray. Ball lifted foul off the canopy, and that'll land just next to the Peoria Chiefs dugout. A younger fan will wait for that ball. And it gets stuck up there. A couple Chiefs tell him to hop up on the dugout and get that baseball. Much to the round of applause from the fans. Gray grounds this left side. Backhanded by Chambers. He mishandles and he has no play. Sabato crosses home, and Cedar Rapids takes a 4-3 lead here over Peoria. See how that gets scored. Maybe an error on Chambers. Gray with that bouncing ball towards the left side. Chambers thought about going home, and he could not get the ball out of his glove. Squeaked out, mishandling it, and Gray is aboard. Big swing and a miss by Soleri. Oh, and one. Cut and a miss by Soleri. Now 0-2. Seth Gray over there at first. They did give Gray a single. An RBI single to plate Aaron Sabato for Seth Gray. That is his fifth RBI of the season. 0-2. Soleri lines it foul straight back. Now 0-2 again. This is the first time that Cedar Rapids has led today. Ball ricocheting all the way back into the field of play as Antonini will go out and grab it. 0-2 here to Alaric Soleri. Seth Gray off of first. Right-hander Love ready from the stretch. He checks over to first. Gray back in time. 4-3 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Brad Hanner is now your pitcher of record for Cedar Rapids. 0-2. Solari looks at ball one upstairs at 95. Love 78 pitches, 56 for strikes. One and two with Gray off of first. Love kicks and deals. Solari swings through a fastball at 95, and there is out number two. Will Holland will step in for Cedar Rapids, 0 for 1 with a walk and a flyout. I bet the Colonels would love to get a couple of innings out of Acosta and through the 7th and the 8th, and then you hand the ball off to Herman in the 9th. Love here from the stretch. A kick and fire. There's strike one on the inside edge. 86 on that slider. The wind billowing it. Bobby Malacky would be available as well today, I'd assume. Oh, one Holland rips this down the left field line. Will it stay fair? And no, it just hooks foul. Off into that corner, just beyond our line of sight. Just foul at that for Holland. So now we'll go at 0-2. From Love to Will Holland. Two away, home half of six. Cedar Rapids leads 4-3, a double for Sabato. Scores on the Gray single. Time called as Holland steps out. Chamberlain had trouble finding that baseball out and right off the bat of Sabato. 0-2 down and outside. Gray wants to take second, and he will advance, coasting into second. One and two with the man in scoring position to Will Holland. This year with men out there, Holland hitting 2-for-9. Right on right matchup from Austin Love to Will Holland. Up high now, 2-2. 95 on that fastball to Will. Heredia is warming in the pen. For Peoria, the lefty Willie Joe Gary on deck. This might be the last batter for Love. 2-2. Holland skies this out to center field. Antico coming in, and that'll drop for a base hit. Gray around third. He scores. Cedar Rapids leads 5-3. Holland with a clutch RBI single there for CR to plate Seth Gray. And it's 5-3 Colonels. Holland getting bat on ball, sending that out to center. That is Holland's third RBI of the season. 1-for-2 today. That raises his average in the series to 364. Patrick Anderson will come out, and that will be it for Austin Love. 5-3 Cedar Rapids. Nathaniel Heredia will come into pitch when we return. Colonels up by two, two down in the 6th. Willie Joe Gary will get a lefty when we come back.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction at First Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Joe Gary, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Nathaniel Heredia comes in to pitch for the Peoria Chiefs here in the home half of six. Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step in with a man on first. Two in here in the inning for the Colonels. They lead 5-3 over Peoria. Willie Joe Gary Jr., a triple in his last at bat. He scored the tying run back in the fifth. There goes the runner, Holland, for second, and Antonini can't get the ball out of his glove. Look at the pitch, called a ball off the plate there to Willie Joe Gary Jr. as Holland steals second. Oh, and won the count, as it was indeed actually a strike on Willie Joe. Holland with the stolen base. That is his third of the season. Man in scoring position for Joe Gary. 0-1 off the plate now, 1-1. Heredia, the hard-throwing left-hander, did pitch earlier in this series. He took the loss back on Tuesday. 2 2/3, 7 strikeouts, 3 hits, 3 walks in that outing. A 2-run Wander Javier home run gave the Colonels a 4-2 lead on Tuesday off of Nathaniel Heredia. Fastball off the plate at 95, now 2-1. Heredia was up to 97 in that relief appearance. 6'5", 200-pound side-arming left-hander from the Dominican Republic. 2-1 on the way here to Willie Joe Gary. Up high now, 3-1. Kenny Taylor awaits on deck. Three balls and a strike here from the left-hander Heredia. Southpaw with the pause. Now he'll come here on the 3-1. Chop towards first. This is gloved by Francisco. He'll shovel on to Heredia. Here comes Willie Joe up the first base line, and he is out. Half a step. They get him 3-1 on that ground out. We move on to the top half of seven. Cedar Rapids takes the lead. It's 5-3 Colonels here against Peoria.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast, deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Catch them all, Kirby Puckett! Catch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY, you can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Every kid needs a baseball. The first 500 kids to enter Veterans Memorial Stadium on June 26 will receive their very own baseball.
All right, now let's see you throw one.
Don't miss the kids' baseball giveaway on June 26th, presented by UFG.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Melvin Acosta. Están escuchando Colonels Baseball Network.
Melvi Acosta comes in to pitch for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the seventh. They'll face Zane Richardson, Francisco Hernandez, and Mike Antico. 8-9 and top for the Peoria Chiefs. Cedar Rapids up 5-3. Acosta ended with the task of keeping this a two-run game. The first pitch bounced foul. 0-1 to Zane Richardson. Colonels up by a pair now here. Their first lead of the game at 5-3. For Cedar Rapids, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 3 left. Peoria, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and they have left on 4. Strike two on the inside corner on the fastball from Acosta. Melvie this year has been very, very solid for the Colonels out of the pen. Three appearances, he's 1-0 with one hole. 0-2. This is down and outside on the slider. They appeal down, and Neon says he did not go. Acosta stands 6'2", 215 pounds. He'll have two earned over 3 1/3 innings for Cedar Rapids. Features a five-pitch mix. The Venezuelan with a two-seam fastball, a cutter, slider, a curve, and a change. 1-2. Sit down. Acosta strikes him out with a breaking ball for out number one. Good biting curveball there from Melvie Acosta to put away the right-handed bat of Zane Richardson. And now Francisco Hernandez will bat. 26-year-old right-hander will turn 27 on June 2nd. Acosta kicks and fires. Good curveball again, waved on through 0-1. That one might have been the slider for Melvie. A lot more glove side action to him. 0-1 here from the right-hander. Bounces low and away now, 1-1. It was a cutter at 85. Acosta last season moved to the bullpen full-time in his fifth professional season. And now the home plate umpire Joe McCarthy and the base umpire Felix Neon are going to discuss. See if they're going to call a strike maybe on Hernandez. Not sure. Right now the count 1-1. And they do call a no-pitch strike on Hernandez. 1-2 now from Melvie Acosta. Slider ran in and didn't break much. Now 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Now from Acosta to Hernandez. Acosta last year made 37 of 38 appearances with the Colonels. He shut the door on 21 games with 9 saves. But no, the count is 2-1. Well, the umpire originally had 1-2. Now it's 2-1, big swing and a miss as the count goes to 2-2. That's a weird sequence. He definitely put up 1-2 prior to that 1-1 pitch. Now the 2-1, the 2-2 bounce fell. Pitch clock is going to make life confusing. Two balls and two strikes, one down here with the top half of the seventh. On the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Just missed at 93. Acosta trying to paint that outside corner with the two-seam fastball. 3-2. Acosta here to Hernandez. Right-hander kicks and goes. Lined foul at the third base line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Look at your Midwest League scoreboard here today. Three finals already in first games of doubleheaders. Great Lakes shut out Lake County 1-0. Dayton 10-9 over West Michigan. Wisconsin 7-3 over Quad Cities. 3-2. This ball bounced towards the left side of the infield. Backhanded by Holland. A deep throw from the hole is not in time. Hit for Francisco Hernandez, an infield single to the left side. The man is aboard with one down for Mike Antico. The tying run at the plate here for Peoria.
Center fielder number 5, Mike Antico.
Elsewhere in the Midwest League today, Beloit up 5-0 on South Bend. That's in the bottom of the third in South Bend. Lake County, Great Lakes tied at 1-4 in game 2 of their doubleheader. Hanner kicks and, or pardon, Acosta kicks and fires, missing low on Antico. 1-0, here to the left-handed hitter. Acosta at the ready. 1-0, there's a strike. 91 on that two-seamer. Antico is homered and flown out twice. Seven hits aside now. ball and one strike for Melvia Costa. This ball ripped down the right field line, hooking foul. Count runs down to 1-2. Your starters today, Sawyer Gibson Long for the Colonels goes 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk. He struck out 2. He'll take a no decision. Austin Love is now in line for the loss for Peoria. 5 2/3, 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 1 walk in 7 Ks. 1-2, bounce towards the right side. Solari Glove, shovel on to second for one. Wills relay to first. It's a double play. And the Colonels are out of the 7th. Solari to Holland to Sabato. 4-6-3, they rack it up, and we move on to the home half of 7. Time to stretch. Kenny Taylor, Anthony Prado, and Christian Encarnacion Strand when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.
Hey fans, this is outfielder Kenny Taylor, and you are listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Kenny Taylor, Anthony Prado, and Christian Encarnacion Strand back for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the home half of the 7th. Nathaniel Heredia, the left-hander, back in on the hill for his first full inning of work as Kenny looks at a strike on the inside half, 0-1. 5-3 Cedar Rapids. Here today, look at your box scores. The Colonels have a pair of multi-hit games. Anthony Prado, 2-for-2 today. A couple of runs scored, 2 doubles, an RBI with the sac fly. Aaron Sabato is 2-for-3 today with a run scored. He's doubled, a couple of RBI. Gray, 1-for-3 with a run scored and a run driven in. Holland, 1-for-2 with an RBI and a stolen base. Taylor sends this out to left center field. It's a long run in for Antico. He slides, tumbles, and makes the play. For out number one, Taylor flies out for the first out of the 7th. And now Anthony Prado, 2-for-2 with a double, another double, and a sac fly. Antico left a landing mark there in center field. Well, I wonder if we can't get another look at that. Antico kind of fumbled and his knee dragged a little bit. Kind of looks like the aftermath of me trying to swing an iron on a fairway, just a big old mark right in the fairway. First offering from Heredia here to Anthony Prado is a strike at the knees. And then typically, I lose the golf ball. Moral of the story is, don't golf with me, I'm not very good. 0-1 from Heredia to Prado. Bounced straight back off the door behind home plate, and that'll roll back out to Heredia. Heredia threw out that baseball and wanted to use it, but the umpire had him toss it back to the Colonel's dugout. 0-2 from Heredia to Anthony Prado. Way high and outside now, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on the way from the southpaw, Nathaniel Heredia. Lefty kicks and goes. It's down and in now, 2-2. Christian Encarnacion strained in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. He'd love to bat with a man on base. 2-2, and now the umpire's looking up at the pitch clock. I don't know if the pitch clock was timed up right there as Prado will step back in. 2-2. Heredia ready here. Southpaw kicks and goes. That's well inside now, 3-2. 13 pitches, 6 strikes for Heredia. Melvia Costa getting through that 7th inning for the Colonels. He'll likely get the 8th as well. Payoff pitch, well down and in. Anthony Prado on base for the 3rd time today. Boy, is he not just exactly what you want out of your leadoff hitter this season for Cedar Rapids. Prado is hitting 333 on the year. He's scored 17 runs, driven in 11, 5 stolen bases. He's drawn 11 walks. He gets some words of wisdom from Jairo Rodriguez. So he takes his lead off of first. Encarnacion Strand here in the box. First pitch is a ball inside, 1-0 to Christian. Heredia tooling up the rubber. Left-hander from the stretch here on Encarnacion Strand. Christian sends a ball out towards right field. It's a long run in for Chamberlain, and that'll drop, and it'll squip past him. Prado around second. He's headed to third. Encarnacion Strand in feet first at second. And the Colonels have two men on, both in scoring position here with one down in the 7th inning. We'll see how that gets scored, whether or not it's a single and an error or a double for Encarnacion Strand. Regardless, two men are out there for Aaron Sabato, who's been fantastic today. Sabato digs in with two men out there. Left on right matchup, Heredia to Aaron Sabato. Lefty kicks and goes. It's inside for a ball. 1-0. It's a single, then an error on the right fielder, Chamberlain. 1-0, now 2-0 as Heredia misses downstairs. Breaking ball, 2-0. Heredia also features a splitter with that little slide piece that he has. 2-0 with the infield in. Sabato goes fishing for a fastball and comes up empty now, 2-1. Swing on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Two balls and a strike here from Heredia. Called strike two in the inside corner at 95. Prado on third, Encarnacion Strand at second. 2-2 from Heredia. Lefty ready, he kicks and goes. Sabato swings and tips it into the mid. A big out number two. Therefore, Heredia, and now he has to get Jair Camargo. 0-for-3 today, a strikeout, a ground out, and a lineout.
Catcher number 17.
Sabato strikes him. The wind billowing out to left. Jair steps in. Right-handed stick here in the lineup for Cedar Rapids. Heredia from the stretch, he kicks and goes. Dropping in, strike one. 0-1 to Jair. Slider at 82. Prado on third, Encarnacion Strand at second. 0-1. Way high and outside. Now one ball and one strike. 5-3 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Heredia, the 1-1. Camargo fouls it straight back. Now 1-2. Two away for Peoria in the eighth. It'll be Chambers, Antonini, and Bushberger. Lefty begins to throw for the Chiefs down in the pen. It's Colin Schmidt. 1-2. Inside now, 2-2 to Camargo. 95 on that Heredia fastball. In that strong wind blowing out to left. Camargo would love to blow this game open with one swing of the bat. The 2-2. Popped foul. Up our way as the count will stay at 2-2. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat from Heredia to Camargo. Seth Gray awaits on deck here for Cedar Rapids. 2-2 from Heredia to Jair. Fouled off again. Banging off the sweet level. And a nice play made by a fan. Getting that ball to a younger fan. 2-2 on the way to Camargo with Seth Gray on deck. Ready or ready here on the 2-2. Wave and a miss. Down goes Jair for out. Leave them both. To the eighth we go. Chambers, Antonini, and Bushberger. Cedar Rapids leads 5-3. Melvia Costa back on the rubber when we
Did
come back.
Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
They're back.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries, now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG, it's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Top half of the eighth for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Chambers, Antonini, and Bushberger. Now to face Melvie Acosta. We'll give you a look at your Major League scoreboard. As here at Cedar Rapids, it's 5-3 Colonels over the Peoria Chiefs. A few finals around Major League Baseball already here today. The Giants taking care of the Nationals, 5-2 on the road. The Guardians getting walked off in the Bronx, 5-4. The Yankees walk-off winners today. And Detroit, as Miguel Cabrera reaches the 3,000 hit club, defeats Colorado 13-0. Top of nine in Chicago at Wrigley. The Cubs are up 21-0 on the Pirates. Pittsburgh could use a couple three touchdowns to come back into that ball game. Brewers trail the Phillies 2-0, bottom three. Ball one low from Acosta to Mac Chambers, opening up this eighth inning of work. The Rangers and A's are scoreless in the fourth. Midway through the third, the Cardinals lead the Reds 1-0 at Great American. Houston up 2-1 on Toronto, home half of three. It's ball two down and outside to Chambers. And the Minnesota Twins already up 3-0 on the White Sox up at Target Field today. 2-0 from Acosta, there's strike one. And back with a fastball in the outside corner. Osiris Herman going through some band work in the dugout for Cedar Rapids. He'll likely get the ninth. 2-1. Bounded up the first baseline and foul. Now 2-2. Byron Buxton is already 2-for-2 today. Two runs scored. He has a double. Ryan Jeffers, a good day as well. 1-for-1 at the plate with a double and a run score. Both former Colonels. Lefty up in the pen for Peoria is Colin Schmidt. He might get the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids will have 5, 6, and 7 in the home half. Acosta kicks and fires here on the 2-2. Low and outside. On the change up at 87, now 3-2. In the Midwest League, three finals. Payoff pitch, though, first from Acosta. Outside, ball four on the fastball. Chambers draws the leadoff walk, and now Aaron Antonini will bat, representing the tying run. Dayton defeated West Michigan, walking them off 10-9 in a crazy game.
Number 27, Aaron Antonini.
Dayton at one point led 5-2. They then trailed at one point, 9-6. Coming back to walk off West Michigan. First pitch downstairs, 1-0 on Antonini. Great Lakes shut out Lake County in game one of a doubleheader. Wisconsin 7-3 over Quad Cities. They're in the second in game two of that Wisconsin Quad Cities doubleheader, and they are scoreless. Lake County up 2-1 on Great Lakes. Plate umpire gets ready behind home plate. Now we're ready to go. 1-0 from Acosta to Antonini with Chambers off of first. Right-hander kicks and fires. Foul or nubbed right in front of the plate. It's a fair ball. Jair goes to second for one. And with Antonini not leaving the box, Holland will just float one over to Sabato, who steps on first base for out number two. Antonini disagreeing with where that ball hit. He's pointing to a little dirt spot behind the plate. Home plate umpire won't have any of it. 2-6-3 on that ground ball double play in the end. It's heads up play by Jair and Holland.
Third baseman, number 12, Jacob Buschberger.
Jacob Buschberger now 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles and a ground out. Quad Cities in Wisconsin scoreless in the second. Fort Wayne Lansing scoreless in the first of game one of their doubleheader. This ball grounded towards the left side. Encarnacion Strand on the run. He gloves and fires, and it's way wide of the bag. That'll bounce out of play. Not quite sure where it bounced out of play, as fans will look for that baseball somewhere in the wall. Wall eats up that baseball. That'll be a single and then a throwing error, I'm sure, to reach second. Matt Chamberlain digs in with a man in scoring position and two down. Acosta here against Chamberlain. They're in the fourth in South Bend, 5-3 Beloit on top. Runs out your Midwest League scoreboard. Acosta shoots an ease with strike one. 0-1 from the right-hander. Chamberlain today 0-for-3 with three ground outs. Melvie Roxendales bounce towards second. Solaris scoops it up to the forehand side and tosses on to Sabato for out number three. A ground ball double play helps Acosta get through a scoreless eight. We move on to the home half of the inning. Gray, Solari, and Holland. Cedar Rapids up 5-3 here on Peoria in game five of this set.
The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
We'll be right back.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colin Schmidt comes in to pitch for the Peoria Chiefs here in the home half of. Do have their closer warming. That's Osiris Herman, and Seth Gray, Alaric Solari, and Will Holland will step in to face the left-hander, Colin Schmidt. Schmidt peering on in, the southpaw. Takes a breath, kicks and goes. His first offering here to Gray, taken for a ball down and outside, 1-0. Schmidt this season, 2 2/3, 3 runs, 2 earned. He's walked 4, allowed just 1 hit, and has struck out 3. 13th round pick back in 2018. This ball 2 downstairs and a breaking ball to Gray. 2-0, there's Osiris Herman warming in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Herman tied for the Midwest League lead in saves with 3. Strike 1 on the outside edge to Gray. Two balls and 1 strike here from Schmidt. Southpaw kicks and goes. Gray grounds this up the first baseline. Glove to the left by Francisco. He'll shovel on to Schmidt for out number 1. 3-1 on that ground out. Retires Seth Gray and now Alaric Solari. Schmidt did not pitch until July of 2021. Started the year in the Florida Complex League. Struck out 224 in 3 seasons at Appalachian State, the third most in program history. He was also a two-way player to open his career in Appy State. Southpaw kicks and goes, high and inside at 89, 1-0 here on Solari. 89 on that fastball. 1-0 Schmidt here to Solari. Down and in now, 2-0. Schmidt from New Bern, North Carolina. He went 6-7 with the Chiefs in 2019, led the staff with 97 strikeouts. 2-0-2 Solari tagged out to left, and that'll bounce off the wall out of hop. Alaric around first, and he is in, standing up with a double. One out double for Alaric Solari here in the eighth, puts a man in scoring position for Will Holland. Solari with his first double of the season for Cedar Rapids.
Shortstop number 38, Will.
101 off the bat there for Solari, pulling that ball out to deep left field for that double, and now Will Holland will step in. 1-for-2, he's walked, flown out, and singled today. Having a productive day at the dish. Left-hander Schmidt here. From the stretch, he's ready to go. Bounced foul by Holland. Oh, and Solari in scoring position for Cedar Rapids, a 5-3 Colonels lead. Cedar Rapids with a win today would improve on their best mark in the Midwest League. 0-1, bounced foul by Holland, now 0-2. As of right now, Wisconsin has tied the Colonels for the best record in the league at 10-3. It's a doubleheader today for the Timber Rattlers. 0-2 from Schmidt to Will Holland. Left-hander with a breath, now he goes. Will lifts this ball down the left field line, and that will land for a fair ball. Solari around third, he will score. Holland headed to second, back-to-back doubles for Solari and Will Holland. Cedar Rapids leads now by 3. 6-3 on that double off the bat of Will Holland. He is seeing it so well right now for CR. Ripping that double down the left field line for the Colonels. A bullet off of his bat. A double leaving his bat at 91 miles an hour. Holland here in the series is now 5-for-12, a .417 average against Peoria. Willie Joe Gary steps in with Will Holland out there at second. Schmidt here from the stretch. Look back, now he'll go. This ball grounded towards the right side, glugged by Hernandez on to first in time for out number two. Holland advances to third on the play. Willie Joe advances him 90 feet, and now with two men down, here is Kenny Taylor. Taylor 0 for 3, a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Colin Schmidt ready here with the glove at the belt. Herman warming the pen for the Colonels. The lefty kicks and goes. Strike one on a curve. 0-1 to Kenny Taylor. Colin Schmidt, one run in here in the inning for Cedar Rapids on the Will Holland double. And now Taylor busts his bat, nearly takes off Holland's head with the barrel. It's a pop shot towards third, moving back and making the catch is Bushberger. I don't know how that barrel didn't catch Will Holland in the head. Thankfully, he's all right, as the barrel of the bat ended up about 10 feet past third. The Colonels add a run here in the eighth. We move on to the top half of the ninth. Osiri Sermon in to try and finish Colonel things off for Cedar Rapids. For top of nine here on the Colonels today. Baseball Network.
We had a trio of double plays today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the...
Hola fanáticos, soy Osiris Germán y están escuchando Kenner Baseball Network.
Osiri Sermon comes in to pitch for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the ninth, looking for save number four of 2022. She toes up the rubber against Tommy June. Right-hander Osiri Sermon is tied for the Midwest League lead in saves. Entering play here today as Osiri peers on in, getting ready to go. On Tommy June, the right-hander kicks and goes. First pitch, fastball at 94, misses outside, 1-0. 94 on that fastball from Osiri Sermon. 1-0. Misses high and tight on the slider, now 2-0. It's a cutter, two-seamer, and a slider for Herman. It's a pitch that he holds like a changeup, but it moves like a slider. 2-0, there's a fastball there for strike one. 94 on the inside corner. Osiris Herman is tied for the Midwest League lead with three saves this season. 2-1, slider inside, now 3-1. In save opportunities, Herman has yet to allow a run or walk a batter. He surrendered just one lone single while striking out five. Colonels lead 6-3 over Peoria here in game five of the series. Big swing and a miss at a high fastball at 94. 3-2. from Herman. That was a cutter at 94. Right-hander ready on the payoff pitch. Sit down. He puts away Tommy Jew with a filthy little cutter. For out number one, 93 on the outer half there for Herman. One down in the ninth, and now Thomas Francisco to face Osiris Herman. Herman from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. 6 foot one, 170-pound right-hander. 23 years old. Herman ready, he'll kick and go. First pitch, two-seamer off the plate, 1-0. Here on Thomas Francisco, 1-for-3 today with a double. Herman ready on the 1-0. Cutter there for strike one. Colonel's bullpen this season has had their fair share of difficult days, a couple of them this season, but when it comes to protecting leads, they are among the best of them in the business. So strike two on the edge, a good slider, catching that outside corner. Colonel's bullpen is yet to lose a lead this season. One of four Midwest League bullpens without a blown save. 1-2 slider downstairs, now 2-2. That is really hard to do 13 games in. Two and two here from Herman. This is outside on the slider now, 3-2. Six runs, 10 hits, one error, six left for the Colonels. Three runs, eight hits, two errors, and five left for the Chiefs. Payoff pitch here from Herman. Got him looking on the outside corner. The slider puts away Francisco on the back door. There for out number two. Francisco tossed his bat towards the dugout. He'll have to follow it now as he thought he had the walk drawn. Zane Richardson now. The Peoria Chiefs down to their final out here tonight. Herman looks in, gets a sign from Camargo. First pitch on the way. Big wave and a miss at the slider, 0-1. Two punch outs for Herman already here in the ninth. 0-1 here from Osiris Herman. Fouled off towards the right side. That will get out of play. Kenny Taylor giving it a look as the count runs to 0-2. Herman to Richardson. The cutter has looked good here today for Herman, as has the slider. 0-2. Misses inside on the slider now, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down, top half of nine. Colonels leading 6-3, looking for a series win over Peoria. Here comes a 1-2 from Herman. Grounded towards the left side, Holland gloves, he throws, ball game. Business here in game five, 6-3 is your final. Osiris Herman with the save, his fourth of the season. The Colonels bullpen stands strong, shutting out Peoria over the last five frames here today. The bats for Cedar Rapids came through when they needed to. A big day from Anthony Prado and a big day from Aaron Sabato, as Will Holland as well. A couple of hits and a couple of RBI. Great game all around here tonight for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels win it 6-3. Six runs on 10 hits, one error, and six left aboard for Cedar Rapids. Peoria, three runs on eight hits, two errors, and five left aboard. The winning pitcher here today for Cedar Rapids is the right-hander Brad Hanner. He picks up the win in relief. The losing pitcher today is Austin Love, falling to 0-2. Herman, with his fourth save of the season, picking up the hold is Melvia Costa for Cedar Rapids. That is his second hold here of 2022. For Hanner, he improves to 2-0 out of the bullpen here for Cedar Rapids. A fun one tonight. We'll have the recap when we come back. 6-3. The Colonels win it over Peoria, improving to a Midwest League leading 11-3. We'll be back in a bit with your Colonels postgame report.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Cedar Rapids wins it here 6-3 in game 5 of the 6-game series, clinching a series win over the Peoria Chiefs. 6-3, your final here as the Colonels win it on a Saturday afternoon, the final home Saturday afternoon game here of 2022. As starting in May, we'll move those start times back to 6:35 in May for Saturday games. The Colonels stay hot in day games as well. Cedar Rapids here in 2022 really enjoying playing in the daytime. The Colonels are now 5-0 when playing before 5 o'clock here in 2022. Good one all the way around for us here today as the Colonels win it 6-3. A look at your scoring summary. Back and forth early on here tonight. Mac Chambers with a first inning double, later scoring on a Jacob Buschberger RBI single. The Colonels struck back with one of their own in the first. Anthony Prado, a leadoff double. He moved to third on a Christian Encarnacion strand flyout, then scored on an Aaron Sabato RBI single. Mike Antico, homer, Chiefs lead. That lead wouldn't last for long. Anthony Prado led off the third again with a double, this time scoring on an Aaron Sabato RBI single. That made it a 2-2 game. Peoria would add a run in the fourth. That run coming in for Peoria by way of a double off the bat of Thomas Francisco. He later scored on a Francisco Hernandez RBI single. 3-2, the Chiefs led. That was the last time that they would lead in the home half of the fifth inning. In the fifth inning for Cedar Rapids, Willie Joe Gary Jr. ripped a triple off the left center field wall, later scoring on a sac fly off the bat of Anthony Prado. Then in the sixth, the Colonels took the lead with a two-spot. Sabato doubled down the right field line, came in to score on a Seth Gray RBI single. Gray would score a little bit later on a Will Holland RBI single, the first of two RBI knocks for Holland today. Cedar Rapids adding to their lead, making it 6-3 in the eighth as Alaric Solari and Will Holland belted back-to-back doubles. The Colonels pitching here today, their bullpen was outstanding. Sawyer Gibson Long up and down a little bit today, four innings, six hits, three runs, all of which were earned, two strikeouts for Sawyer Gibson Long. He did walk one batter as well in those four innings of work. Brad Hanner picks up the win in relief, two scoreless with one walk issued here today. He did not allow a hit or strike out a batter. Melvi Acosta goes two innings, two hits, one walk. He struck out one, and Osiris Herman earning the save with the scoreless ninth inning, striking out a pair. For the Peoria Chiefs on the pitching side, Austin Love, 5 2/3, seven hits, five runs, all of which were earned, one walk and seven strikeouts. Nathaniel Heredia went 1 1/3 scoreless in relief, one hit, one walk, he struck out two. Colin Schmidt goes one inning of work out of the pen, one earned run on a pair of hits allowed by Colin Schmidt here tonight. A look at your box scores here today. First out for the Peoria Chiefs. Peoria had a three-hit game from Jacob Buschberger. He goes 3-for-4 with an RBI. Mike Antico, 1-for-4 with a solo home run. Mac Chambers added a 1-for-3 day. He scored a run and doubled today, also drew a walk. Thomas Francisco, 1-for-4 with a run scored. He doubled today. Francisco Hernandez, 2-for-3 with an RBI. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, lots of business going at the top of the order. Anthony Prado, 2-for-2 with two runs scored, a pair of doubles, and an RBI. He also drew a walk today, lifted a sac fly to help the Colonels tie the game up back in the sixth. The plate, Willie Joe Gary Jr. Aaron Sabato goes 2-for-4 today with a run scored. He doubled and drove in two. Will Holland, 2-for-3 out of the eight hole with a double, two RBI and a stolen base. He also drew a walk today on base three times. Willie Joe Gary Jr., 1-for-4. He tripled and scored a run. Seth Gray, 1-for-4 with an RBI and a four today with a run scored and a double. Christian Encarnacion Strand rounds things out, the 1-for-4 day at the plate. Cedar Rapids came through when they needed to today, getting some big hits in the middle innings and doing their best to stick with Peoria punch for punch. The Colonels bullpen slamming the door on the back end. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Planning for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food.
So far this season, the Colonels have plated 80 runs, and that means CarePro Health Services has donated 80 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. A look here tonight at your Midwest League scoreboard here before we get things wrapped up on the Colonels postgame report. Beloit, South Bend, it's 5-3. Beloit in the bottom half of the sixth right now on the road at Four Winds Fields. Lake County up 5-2 on Great Lakes, top half of seven. The bottom of the fourth, Wisconsin trails Quad Cities 1-0 in game two of that doubleheader. Right now the Colonels are a half game up on Wisconsin at 11-3. Wisconsin, if they win against Quad Cities in the second game of their doubleheader, would move into a tie for first with Cedar Rapids. If Wisconsin were to lose, the Colonels would be a full game up and still alone in first place. Fort Wayne and Lansing scoreless midway through the third in game one of their doubleheader. Some finals from doubleheader action earlier today. Great Lakes 1-0 over Lake County, and Wisconsin 7-3 over Quad Cities. Dayton defeated West Michigan in a thriller, 10-9, the final in Dayton tonight in their bowl game against West Michigan. That'll just about wrap things up here for us on the Colonels Baseball Network. Brad Hanner, the winning pitcher, as Cedar Rapids wins 6-3 over Peoria here in Game 5. Hanner improves to 2-0. Austin Love takes the loss, falling to 0-2. Melvia Costa with his second hold of the season. Osiris Herman, the Midwest League leading fourth save here of 2022. He is now 4-for-4 on saves. It's been a weapon for the Colonels out of the bullpen to finish things off. The Colonels will be back in action for Game 6 of the series tomorrow afternoon at 2.05 p.m. here on a Kids Eat Free Sunday and a Sunday Bingo Day at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The last day of the homestand before the Colonels head to Beloit on Tuesday. Cedar Rapids and Peoria here tomorrow at 2.05 p.m. We'll have your Colonels leadoff show right around 1.35 p.m. here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Once again, Cedar Rapids wins here today 6-3, 6 left. Peoria, 3 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 5 men left aboard. Brad Hanner is the winner. Austin Love takes the loss, and Osiris Herman with the save. And that will wrap it up. The Colonels 11-3 on the year. Peoria 7-7. It's a 6-3 Cedar Rapids win in Game 5, clinching a series win. They'll go for a 5-1 series win possibility tomorrow against Peoria. From Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.